This is KERA News. Hours-long coronavirus screening lines at a packed Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. You probably remember the pictures, which went viral on social media earlier this month. Well, impending travel restrictions had Americans abroad rushing back to the States, only to end up packed in close quarters at U.S. Customs. At the time, KERA covered the chaotic rollout of the screening at DFW, and now one of the people who spent hours in line has tested positive for coronavirus. As KERA reports, she worries many more travelers could have contracted the virus at the airport. For the past 10 days, Emma Swaim has been self-quarantined in her bedroom at her parents' home in Irvine, California. The 21-year-old tested positive for COVID-19 5 days ago. On a video chat, donning a robe and a ponytail, her spirits seem pretty high considering her symptoms.
I have, like, body aches like I've never had a body ache before, like, where it feels like someone took, like, a hot rod and, like, put it in your limbs.
The last time we talked, on March 14th, Swaim described her time at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport as the most disgusting close contact with strangers she'd ever experienced.
I waited in a line for, like, over 3 hours with people who I now am very confident had coronavirus.
Swaim was one of several thousand travelers who packed into the airport that Saturday. She was returning home from a study abroad trip in Paris, and her description mirrors those shared on social media from DFW and other airports across the U.S.
So March 14th, when I was going through Dallas, was almost like watching the end of the world.
Swaim admits she knew things would be hectic at the airport. She expected to get interviewed and have her temperature taken, but that's not what happened. Swaim says passengers were simply given forms to fill out.
It's sort of like when you land and they have you do like your customs paperwork on the plane. It was just like that, but asking if you have coronavirus.
Then a member of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention would sign it.
It made it more backed up. They were understaffed. People were freaking out, and we spent more time in a contaminated area.
Since those first days, a spokesman for Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport tells KERA screening wait times have decreased dramatically and adds Customs and Border Protection were and are still in charge of processing, screening, and all procedures. The airport had no comment about whether Swaim and possibly hundreds of others could have been exposed to coronavirus while packed into long custom lines. In a statement to KERA, CBP said they've been working with international airports and local and federal partners to ensure a, quote, efficient and safe process flow for the traveling public. That statement added, Customs and Border Protection continues to facilitate the CDC's enhanced health screening of travelers entering the U.S., and added, the CDC is responsible for enhanced health screenings of travelers in all locations. We reached out to the CDC to talk about these concerns. They did not respond to a request for comment.
Just to let you know that the Border Health authorities are at the top of the jetty, so...
In the days since the hashtag DFW Airport was trending on social media, people returning to the country through Dallas are still posing questions about the screening process. Last week, Sarah Reyes and her partner Daniel Drinsky went through the same process as Emma Swaim. The Dallas-based videographers had been filming a documentary in Nepal, and they say they made plans to come back as soon as travel restrictions were announced. Drinsky says he thought...
They're definitely going to test us, at least take our temperatures, make sure we didn't have any symptoms. But when we got to Dallas, there was nothing like that. Just a questionnaire that asked if we had had symptoms. But I could easily see where someone would lie and just say they didn't have symptoms to be able to get in.
Reyes says she was shocked that there wasn't more rigorous testing by the CDC.
Each of the flights that we were on, I mean, they were packed because flights were getting canceled and the likelihood that somebody in there could have COVID-19 was probably, you know, high.
The pair hasn't shown any signs of illness, but they say they're worried about their interactions at the airport. And Swaim, well, she's feeling lucky. She got help fast and is on the mend, but she's worried about what happens next.
My fear is like, oh, is this going to get really bad and then I'm going to be someone who can't breathe? Or like, is this over now? Like, I don't even know.
And neither do any of the thousands of people who were at DFW Airport on March 14th. Someone else might have caught the virus on that day, but officials haven't made any announcements. I'm Hadi Mawagdi in Dallas.